Hey guys, I will now be posting new episodes every weekday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to follow the podcast to get notified when new episodes are released. Thank you all for tuning in, and now time for the story. Riding the tube day in and day out for work, you see an awful lot of things. I've seen people making out in broad daylight, and pickpockets being beat up in the middle of the night. One particular experience has haunted me forever, though. And it actually happened just last year during the height of the pandemic. I work in the medical field, so as you might imagine, when the lockdown started, I was forced to come to work at the strangest of hours. Oftentimes, when I did ride the rails, I was entirely alone, and it was a bit eerie to travel so far without seeing a soul. The homeless man showed up on the second week I had to do this, and at first, I didn't really pay much attention to him at all. You learn after a bit that the vagabonds will leech a bloke of all they can the minute they think you're taking sympathy on them. I figured this guy was no different. He didn't talk to me for about 4 days, but we always made eye contact with each other. I could see that he was troubled, perhaps even in need of serious help, but I kept to myself. It was on the fifth day he approached me and made the offer. "I want you to kill me," he whispered. My mouth felt dry. I could hear how desperate he was. This wasn't a joke or some kind of sick fantasy. He was serious. "What? No. What's wrong with you?" I said, taking a step away from the man. His eyes looked frantic and his clothes and hair disheveled. "Please, you have to try. I can't keep living like this," he said, grabbing at my scrubs. "Look, I'm sure you're just going through a rough time. There's no need for self-harm," I said as I looked around nervously. The train was empty except for the two of us. "You don't understand. I can't leave," he snarled. As to prove his point, he moved toward the door and attempted to pry it open. "Are you crazy?" I said, pushing him away. "We're going at nearly 60 miles an hour. You'll die if you step out. What the hell is wrong with you?" I asked.
"I was trying to show you. I'm trapped here. I have been for quite a while, actually. And you are the only person who has actually acknowledged me in ages," he whispered, his hands shaking. I felt sorry for the man. He was clearly experiencing some kind of mental illness, or so I thought, but I wasn't about to help him with his death wish. As the train slowed down to reach my stop, I said, "Leave me alone and seek some professional help." I stepped away, and he just watched me leave with a sad look on his face. I got this uneasy feeling, as if what he had told me was true, but it didn't sound possible. Surely, if he was trapped on the subway, someone else would have noticed. The next night, he kept to himself, looking almost dejectedly toward the darkness of the tube as we rode. I don't know why, but the silence bothered me more than it had before. "Where did you sleep?" I asked him finally. He looked at me in confusion as I sat opposite of him. "Excuse me? You know, nighttime, bed. If you are stuck here, where do you sleep?" "I don't," he responded and then remarked. "As far as I can tell, I'm only here when you are here." I gave him a puzzled look. "What does that mean?" "I think I was sent here to tell you something important, but I just can't remember what," he admitted, looking down at the floor. "You're not making sense. First you told me that you want me to kill you. Now you are claiming to have a message for me?" I asked. "It's true. That's why I tried to talk to you yesterday. I've been alone for so long. I think maybe that you can help me get free from here," he explained. "How did you get stuck? Do you remember that?" I asked. I figured I had a long ride to my stop, so I would entertain the crazy notion for a bit. "I killed someone. They were waiting for the tube to stop, like I was. And I pushed them out. I didn't want to. I didn't have a choice," he said. He sounded even more confused and scared, and frankly, he was frightening me too now. "What's your name?" I asked. "Lucas,"
he whispered. Now I definitely felt like something was wrong.
"That's my name," I said with a dry mouth.
"Is it?" he whispered, looking at me again with those frantic eyes. I took a closer look at the madman now. His clothes, his hair. I realized that I was looking at what could potentially be an older version of myself. "Lucas, how long have you been here?" I asked.
I can't remember.
It started the day that I killed that man all those years ago. I've been on this train ever since," he admitted. His hands were shaking again, clearly bringing up bad memories. I stood up, trying to shake away the crazy theory in my head. "This isn't real. You aren't real," I said, standing away from him. Then I saw a police officer in the next car over, and I waved to get his attention. I was hoping that maybe I was just hallucinating, lack of sleep. Instead, the officer looked at the homeless man and immediately asked, "What's the trouble then? This bloke giving you issues?"
He tried to rob me, I blurted out. It was a lie, but I wanted this strange doppelganger away from me as quickly as possible. The homeless man looked shocked at the accusation, but immediately a few sparks of memory seemed to flicker in his head. Tonight! It was tonight! He whispered as the officer tried to take him away, but it seemed like he was frozen in place, refusing to move. Then I watched in horror as he attacked the cop, bashing his head against the window. What the fuck? I shouted. I rushed him and pulled him away from the officer even as the stranger tackled me.
It won't let me leave. This is how it has to happen,
he screamed. I reached for the officer's gun, but already the stranger had managed to push me away and try to scratch at my eyes. The train was coming to a stop and the doors were automatically opening. He slammed me to the ground, his eyes blazing with only one intention, to kill. I had no other choice. I grabbed the blunt end of the cop's weapon and hit him in the side, kicking him toward the open door as he fell. I heard the strangest scream as some unseen force took off half of his body and blood splattered everywhere. It was so abruptly jarring, it literally made me feel an awful surge of pain through my entire body. A few seconds later, the officer recovered and called in the fatality, checking me for injuries. You're a hero, mate, he told me as I looked down at what was left of the corpse. I saw a scar on the right side of the stranger that matched my own and felt a strange, eerie feeling again. Had I just successfully sealed my own fate? You're free to go, the officer told me. Sweat dripped off my palms as I reached the door. Would I be allowed to leave? I stepped across the threshold and drew a sigh of relief. Maybe it had all been just crazy talk. Maybe I managed to escape fate. I'm honestly not sure. I just know that I have been avoiding riding the train lately. Call it superstition or intuition. You'd be surprised how often those two things coincide. Thanks for listening. To get notified every time a new episode is released, be sure to click the follow or subscribe button and turn on all notifications.